What's up, what's going on y'all? What's up, what y'all doing? How y'all feeling? This Cinema Talk Radio, yay! I'm feeling too good on this Monday. I'm feeling really good. We in the middle of the week, November 14th. It's a pretty damn good Monday. Everything going flow and smooth. So I hope it's doing the same thing for y'all. If it did start off bad, then just continue to raise your energy, and everything just happens for a reason. So just remind yourself of that. I just wanted to hop on. Like, I'm always just wanted to give y'all the energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm always passing y'all the energy on what's up, what's going on, and how y'all feeling out there. How y'all felt about that last podcast when I said y'all was enough. You know what I'm saying? And we just have to be remind ourselves of that. There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. The word, your words are so powerful. The magic is in the mirror. The magic is in your words. So whatever you're telling yourself has every powerful. Everything that you can say is powerful. How you feel is powerful. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I have to remind myself of that. You know, when you walk into a room, the energy that you feel is powerful. Are you making people lose energy, or are you getting the vibration of keeping high energy? Or are you the one bringing the energy that's high? You know what I'm saying? So you have to be reminding of that. Be a reminder of what you are. Be the reminder of how you want to walk into something, who you are, how you keep yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Be that person. Be that motivator. Be that inspiration without even talking. And then when you open up your mouth, your energy and the way you talk inspires people even more. You feel me? And that's what it's about. You know, I felt this week, I felt so good. My mind was on something else, but I wound up not doing what I really wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? But what I wound up doing just made me feel so good. Sometimes we have these toxic things that we want to go do, and we want to go back. We want to go hang out. We proud of ourselves. We proud of what we're doing, of the accomplishments that we getting through. But sometimes when you go back and you do those things, you lose that energy. You lose that flow. You lose that smooth. So I'm just glad that this weekend, you know, I was proud of myself, what I've been doing. I kind of wanted to congratulate myself. I kind of wanted to do me. And, you know, I wound up doing something else, but it made me feel good. I wound up being a giver and a happy giver and a happy giver of my time. And that made me feel really good. And that made the other person feel really good, because I wasn't giving to them with the attitude wherewith I was coming. I wasn't coming to them where why do I have to do this? You need to get yourself together. You know, that wasn't what I was feeling. I was in a moment where I was able to do that. And that made me feel really good about myself, because I felt like I was growing. I wasn't holding this person hostage of what I feel about them. I wasn't holding this person hostage about all the things that they haven't done for me, but why should I be doing for something for them? So sometimes we gotta let that energy go. We gotta let go. So the energy that we do, that spirit gives us, we can be able to be a maneuver, a changer, a game changer. Your energy can change the game. Your energy of who you are can actually change the game of how you maneuver in this world, being the person that you are. It only takes one of us, and you know, as you be around that energy, it takes another person, because they inspired off your energy. They see like, wow, you really changed. Wow. I don't feel any negative right now. I feel like you're doing this out of being a nice person, or you're doing this out of your heart. You feel me? So I definitely, that, you know, and that's what we want. You know what I'm saying? You want to go forward in life as you grow, as you get older. Don't hold people hostage about the way you feel about them because they haven't done something for you. And you may see them that they may need you. You may need to be a helping hand. But don't do it out of spite. Don't do things because you know what I'm saying? When you feeling like, why am I doing this? I shouldn't be doing this. You know what I'm saying? That type of attitude. Do it and let go. Do it and don't feel anything about it. Do it and feel good about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? People, you might be the person, and it's a lot of people in different people families where that person is that special, is the chosen one, is the person who you know what I'm saying, is going against all this stuff that's happening. But you a blessing also. You know what I'm saying? You smart also. You got the spirit of God in you. God is gracing you with the things that he's giving you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you got to flow with. You know what I'm saying? Don't be the energy of negativity because you're blocking your blessings. You blocking what could be. You blocking how you could feel afterward. That blessing that you being a helping hand, that blessing of blessing someone to say, hey, why don't you get this? Recommendations, that blessing of that can open up many doors, open up your mind, open up your conscience, open up somebody else's conscience to be able to say, let me get myself together. You know, I hope my mom was sick. You know, we haven't been on the best terms, but it's like, I'm the type of person, I don't care. You know, ever since I got my eye open, I'm always, you know, striving to let other people know what God graced me with. You know, I'm always trying to bless people with what I know, what God has given me and not giving me materialistically, but mentally. He has opened up my eyes to awareness, and that's important. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't be out here being healthy and having my baby be healthy, and I'm around other people who know they should be doing this stuff. They watch me all the time, but they sick. You know what I'm saying? I can't be around stuff like that. I gotta be able to be a helping hand. So I was able just to, you know, I gave her a bowl. I went to the grocery store, got her fruit. You know what I'm saying? Got some things for the house for this week, just getting prepared for this week. And you know what I'm saying? I'm giving her fruit because she was sick, because I was sick a couple of weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have nobody to take care of me. But that wasn't even the issue with me, because I got something that, you know what I'm saying, that I just know. So I was able to be a blessing. Like when she had that, I gave her that fruit. She was like, oh my goodness, son, I'm up. Where? That fruit is so good. You know what I'm saying? And this is the one, her voice was hoarse. She, you know, had this cold, couldn't get out the bed. But that live food, that fruit, it helps you. That high vibration, you bringing that into the circumstances of negativity, because that's what that is. The cold and stuff, like, it's trying to get out of you. But you keeping in, you keeping the illness in, that's negativity. We are not supposed to be in sickness. We are not supposed to be in bad shapes. Our mental is not supposed to be there. That is something that is not supposed to be. It's not dis-ease. The body is in dis-ease. The body is not balanced. We are not supposed to be there. It happens, but that's the thing. That's the circumstances we have to go through to see if we can be able to heal ourselves. It's things out here to be able to heal yourself, but it has to be mentally first. It has to come to you. And I was a blessing to be able to, hey, Mom, take this orange. Hey, let me get this fruit for you. Let me put this soup on for you. You know what I'm saying? When people are by themselves, they in a house by themselves, they don't feel good. They don't want to do things by themselves. They looking for something like, oh, this dragon. So be a helping hand, but be in a good spirit to do it. That's what it's about. Be in a good spirit to be a helping hand. Don't let your energy of what happened in the past deter you of not being a good spirit. Not being able to be a good giver. I'm telling you, it does not work like that. You don't have to look for things. Everything comes back around. It's a cycle. You got to remember that. Whatever we going through now in these decades and these years, it's a cycle. This shit ain't going to last forever. I'm telling you. This ain't going to last forever. The negativity, all of this is not going to last. We are in a cycle. Things happen, yes. But I'm telling you, you are the energy that makes a difference. You could be the spirit that changed the world off your attitude, off your energy, and off that being a blessing to somebody else of what you know, of giving. And you can be giving communicationally, mentally, physically, but being able to have someone else, being able to be that spirit. I'm telling you guys. So that made me feel really good that made me feel like I was growing. You know, I didn't hold her hostage for whatever I was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because that messes up your life. You find yourself with, you know what I'm saying? Things start to come over you. You know what I'm saying? Your body hurt, your leg, things are going out because you're not letting things go. I'm telling you, that's how that shit work. You get headaches, you get migraines because you thinking about something so much. It's making you mad. You getting angry. You know what I'm saying? You finally going to the doctor. Oh, now you got to, this ain't happened to you. This ain't happy. Oh, you got blood pressure. Your blood pressure is high. Oh, I had a heart attack at 19. Like, I'm telling you, we got to start let things go and don't hold people hostage of what they done to you. And that's just a lesson. That's one of those lessons I had to, you know, be reminded of. And I had to go through that. But it was a blessing for me to go through that because it's like, you know, I'm glad that I'm able to be here for her. You know what I'm saying? Because that probably made her feel good. You never know if that might be making her something else, which is like, oh, am I getting along with my daughter? You don't know what people are carrying. And that makes them, their body get in dis-ease because they're carrying that shit. You know what I'm saying? They say to fucking cry. You gotta cry. You gotta let go. For the body, for the energy, for the spirit, I'm telling y'all, it works so much. So I was just glad to be able to be in that type of spirit where I was a good spirit and I was able to give. And that's what's important. I'm telling you, that's what's important. And I just wanted to get on here on my podcast because I'm always giving y'all the energy of where we at and how we can be a difference in people's lives. How we can and not be a difference, but you can grow also as an individual. Now you're growing and you're seeing yourself grow and you're congratulating yourself that it's like, okay, I see where I'm maturing, where I want to mature at, where I got problems, where I see I'm immature, but also it's the other side where you're able to mature in certain areas. So it's definitely all about self-development, self-growth, and self-mental awareness. And being appreciative and being grateful and thankful for the things that you have and continuing to be on this journey that you're still here to be able to be a blessing in other people's eyes. Because that's really what we're here to be. We're here to be a blessing to other people, to each other, to grow from each other, learn from each other. Those are the experiences that we get. And we forget about that because we be so caught up into so many distractions, so caught up into our own life and our own problems. But I'm telling you, when you be a good giver and you don't hold people hostage off of your hurtness, and you able to let it go, and you able to say, I'm going to be this person. I'm going to be the better person. I'm challenging myself. I'm going to be the one that's mature. And that's it. That's it, you guys. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Like I always say, I'm grateful for y'all listening to that. I see y'all enjoyed. Y'all enjoyed the last one. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate it for real. So I see y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all enjoyed this one. And keep listening. This is Cinema Talk Radio. I love y'all. Peace.